Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are holy and you are worthy. All glory belongs to you, Lord. You are holy and mighty and glorious. Amen. Good evening and welcome to the Thursday night prayer call with World for Jesus. This is John and Carol Woodbrook. We are your hosts for the prayer call tonight. Nita will be sharing an important revelatory word with us tonight, shortly right after the intro. Thank you to all of you for coming to hear the word of the Lord tonight and pray His will. Just a few good news points before we get started. First, President Trump just said on Fox that the Dow is on track to have its best year in 80 years. The stock market is at a 50-year high. Also, it's a fact that we are no longer energy dependent. We are the largest energy producer in the world and are not dependent on oil from the Middle East anymore. Amen. Next, two co-founders of Home Depot met with Neil Cavuto on Fox. One said that the tariffs that President Trump is putting on products from China are a really good thing and are not being passed on to the U.S. consumers other than a very small percentage, and that he should hold steady. Companies are moving out of China to produce products elsewhere, and China will be the big loser without negotiating a deal. The other one said, go right down the line, and Trump is keeping every campaign promise he made. His instincts are correct. Amen. Next, breaking, Trump wins again. Mexico immediately secures the border to avoid tariffs. Mexico sent 6,000 troops to Guatemala border, and Mexico is also taking potential U.S. asylum seekers into Mexico while they're awaiting a hearing. Next, Trey Gowdy reveals that the CIA intelligence community doesn't deal in evidence or evidentiary thresholds, but they deal in assessments. And there are examples in the past where their assessments are wrong, he said. The weapons of mass destruction as a reason to go to war in Iraq is one example of that. Concerning the rule of law, the Jesse Smollett case is back on as Kim Fox had recused herself and could not act as a state attorney to dismiss after recusing. Judge said that the case warrants the appointment of an independent counsel to restore the public's confidence in the criminal justice system. And then this, besides spying on President Trump, the deep state was also spying on Ted Cruz, and he had nothing to do with Russia. Others will come out having been spied on as well, having no Russia connection. Next, moving to replace Obamacare, Trump signs an executive order on health care to create transparency and reveal the prices that are charged by facilities and doctors ahead of time. This will lead to lower health care costs and insurance costs. Next, it's been uncovered that someone at the FBI had information requested by Congress in 2016 on communication between Katie Kavalec at the State Department and the FBI. Ms. Kavalec cited that Christopher Steele was unbelievable and that they withheld that information, hiding it from Congress and from the FISA court. Steele claimed that there was a connection between the Trump campaign and the Russian consulate in Miami. There is no Russian consulate in Miami. Thank you for bringing out the truth, Lord. Next, Jay Sekulow, Obama administration's anti-Trump actions revealed in newly disclosed documents. And Mark Meadows says on Sean Hannity, it's time for somebody to truly go to jail for trying to overthrow this president, he said, who was duly elected. And I think accountability is right around the corner, he said. We've been told that this is broader than just the FBI. They're going to look at all of this. Additionally, the DOJ is looking into the involvement of foreign intelligence services overseas, England, Italy, and Australia. Next, Fox News reported that the State Department has identified 23 different security violations involving those investigating Hillary Clinton's use of a non-governmental email server. 15 different individuals, both current and former employees, are believed to have mishandled classified information. The department notes that the violations could continue to grow. Thank you for bringing the truth out there, Lord. Next, Kelly Shackelford, Supreme Court Peace Cross decision is a major victory for religious freedom. Supreme Court says Peace Cross War Memorial can stay. Amen. Next, NXIVM leader Keith Rainier found guilty on all counts in sex cult trial, charges that could put him away for life and other counts, and a witness names others involved as Stormy Daniels, James Alafantis, Eric Schneiderman, and Anthony Weiner. Next, black sites controlled by the CIA exist in many other countries, and they're being dismantled by President Trump, as was done in North Korea. The black site in Iran is being taken out so that Iran can negotiate without deep state interference similar to North Korea, and there may even be a deal negotiated already behind the scenes. Following that, President Trump and President Xi are planning to meet at the upcoming G20 summit in Japan, and they'll be talking trade. Then concerning Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn has new excellent attorneys to represent him. One is the author of the Bar Association Ethics Guidelines, and he is going to throw the book at Mueller and Wiseman for their breach in legal ethics in handling the Russia investigation and Michael Flynn. Fox News reports that the Robert Mueller report manipulated the recording of John Dowd's voicemail conversation. He was one of President Trump's attorneys prior. The conversation with Michael Flynn's lawyer, and they eliminated parts of the conversation, editing to paint a different picture. Thank you, Lord, for exposing all these things and bringing them into the light. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Nita, would you go ahead, please, and share that important revelatory message that you have for us tonight.
Thank you, John. I want to welcome all of you who are on the line, and thank you for joining us. The Lord has been dealing with me recently about a new understanding of his kingdom. I think those of you who follow the prophetic look at these last days the way I do, in that there is the revelation of the midnight hour, a revelation stream that was released at 11:55, according to the angel of the Lord, and would pass through, actually, the midnight hour, carrying the body into high and holy portals. So what I'm going to give to you, it isn't that it's not in the Word. The scriptures are just numerous that cover this subject. But our problem has been that we have misunderstood the terminology. We consider what the Bible is saying, not based on the Spirit of God, but based on our intellect. And because of that, it's brought us to a place where we are actually lower in stature than we should be at this time. But it isn't anything God can't fix. If he has a group of Christians that will follow him, that will work with him, and strive for the perfection, he will have us right where he wants us, right on time. So with that, let us pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge that you are giving in this hour, the prophetic revelations that you are giving in this hour. I thank you that where we have lack, you have plenty. You know how to get our attention, and you know how to speak to us because we're your children. So I pray that you will help me tonight to express your thoughts. And if there is something missing that needs to be added, help me let the Holy Spirit add it or do it apart from me. It doesn't matter, Lord. I just want your will to be done. I want your ways to be learned. And I want your plans to be fulfilled. We love you. We praise you. We stand in wonder and awe at the whole of who you are. In your precious name, amen. Okay, open your Bibles, please, to Ephesians 4, verse 11. John, do you have an Amplified by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, can you read 4:11 through 15 in the Amplified?
Just one sec. Do you want me to go ahead now, Nita?
Yes, please.
Okay. And his gifts were varied. He himself appointed and gave men to us, some to be apostles, special messengers, some prophets, inspired preachers. Well, I don't know if we want to. Some evangelists, traveling missionaries, some pastors, shepherds of his flock, and teachers. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church, that it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ and the completeness found in him. So then, we may no longer be children tossed like ships to and fro between chance gusts of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine, the prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men, gamblers, engaged in every shifting form of trickery, in inventing errors to mislead. Rather, let our lives lovingly express truth in all things, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly. Enfolded in love, let us grow up in every way and in all things into him who is the head, even Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One.
Okay. This is probably one of the most paramount calls to the individual as he comes into the kingdom of God. Here we look from the top to the bottom, so to speak, of the critical government that God has set in his church. Now, I know that some people think there will be no government in heaven. I can promise you I've been there many times when government has been doing its work. And government is God's idea, and it is forever. So what we need to come into this critical place of Christ and his perfection is called the spirit of stimulation. We can want for great and mighty things. We can want for good things. We can want, you might say, wide and broad from the kingdom of God. But to aspire to enter into these places, even if we're called into them requires the help of the Holy Spirit. We cannot do it by ourselves. We can become a pastor, but that doesn't mean that the pastoral anointing that God has set aside for his pastors with the different mantles and so on that would go on those pastors would be upon you. You can do the work, but if the Spirit isn't doing his part, it's useless. It may accomplish something on this earth, but it doesn't accomplish anything that has eternal value. And so I want to say that as a prelude to the things that I'm going to speak tonight. God has a power, he has an authority, he has a force, he has a plan, he has a purpose that is so supreme that if we could see it with our eyes, we would find it very difficult to believe. But I want to try to lay some groundwork, maybe for the next 2 weeks, to help you better understand and know what to look for and what to follow, how to pray, that the Lord will help you be right where you need to be in him and in position to be able to accomplish the life's work that he's called you to. So as we move through this tonight, please keep that in mind. Ricky, can you read John 8:23 and Hebrews 1:1-3?
Yeah. I sure can. And he said to them, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, of this earthly order. I am not of this world." And then Hebrews 1:1-3, "In many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of the truth, and in different ways God spoke of old to our forefathers and in and by the prophets. But in the last of these days he has spoken to us in the person of a Son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things, also by and through whom he created the worlds and the reaches of space and the ages of time. He made, produced, built, operated, and arranged them in order. He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying of radiance of the divine, and he is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. When he had by offering himself accomplished our cleansing of sins and riddance of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of the divine majesty on high."
Isn't that powerful? I absolutely love the book
yes.
of Hebrews, especially in the Amplified Bible. I want to say that in that brief passage, it speaks of the radiance of the divine. In other words, the light of the divine. God is light. Christ is light. And that is the new thing that he wants to focus on in this season, because this understanding, correcting our misunderstanding, is going to play a large part in how he's going to be able to bring us up into perfection. So Christ is called the light, and if you took that the way I took it, and I think most Christians take it, we didn't consider that maybe he was, in essence, light, although we knew on one side of our brain that that was the case, but rather we considered that he was the carrier, the revealer of the manifestation of light. In other words, he who is God, all man, is revealing to us what light in motion can do. But we still are not lifting it high enough to put it into, you might say, the lap of God, the power of God, the force of God. God without love is not God. He could never be God. And if he's not God, there is no universe. And if there is no universe, there is no parallel universes. And if that's true, there's no stars in the sky, and there is no moon and sun, and the many other satellite images that we have throughout the stratosphere. There's not a tree on the ground. There's not a blade of grass, because nothing can be sustained if God was anything different than what he is. God is love. It isn't that he has love. He is the very essence of love. When we touch God, every time we touch God, I don't care if you go into prayer and you're only there for 5 minutes, you've touched God. If you've sat down and you've read his word and you've meditated on his word and you've drawn close to the Holy Spirit, you've touched God. We touch God many times in a day. All of us do. Some of us not even realizing what we're doing. God is love. And every time we touch God, we touch God is love. God is life. There is no life anywhere. There's no life in the trees, because there's no trees. There's no life, again, in the greenery on the ground, because it doesn't exist if God is not life. You don't exist if God is not life. Even the marvels of the universe, the marvels of heaven, the marvels of the earth, the seven wonders of the earth, none of them exist if God is not life. So these aspects of his character, his nature, are very important to us. God is light. If he is not light, you're going to find out tonight, there is no creation. It doesn't exist. It exists because God is light. And since Jesus is the one that was assigned to creation, it exists because Christ is light. He's life. He's love. Two more. Christ and the Father are truth. If they are not truth, we don't exist. We can't. Truth upholds everything in creation, in heaven, on the earth, throughout the universe, everything. Truth upholds it. if God is not truth, he cannot create. That aspect of his character has to be part of who he is. And Christians can get into the fallacy of believing that if they have knowledge, they have the choice of believing that they have truth or not. And knowledge really has little to do with truth. I'm not saying that there isn't knowledge to be had, but knowledge does not lead us to truth. Truth leads us to revelation more than to knowledge. So truth is extremely important. Can a Christian become truth? Yes. It takes a tremendous amount of separation issues, separation work, so to make this happen. But you can become true because God will make you truth if you will let him do what he needs to do to get you to the position where he can do that. We really have underestimated the powers of God, at least as long as I've been saved. And I have a feeling that it's been that way for about 2,000 years. Holiness. If God were not holy, speaking of a total and complete separation from sin, if God were not holy, not so much as an ant would exist anywhere. He holds all things together by the word of his power because he can, and he can because he's holy. So there are these stunning insights and revelations of his character that help us to better understand who he is as God and what he's capable of doing as God. And it also helps us to understand, and I think probably most of you would agree, that if this is true of God, if he can find men like Enoch, men like Moses, men like Elijah, Elisha, men like Paul, men that have been purified by fire, if he can find men whose hearts are after God's heart, and who will go through the purification needed for God to develop these incredible, incredibly high moral character issues, he can use them in ways he has been able to use few in the generations on earth. The more pure you are, the greater God can use you. Now, I know some people are going to have a problem with that. But when you sit before Christ and you hear what he's saying, you can't help but agree with him. You can't help but understand how important the things that are important to him really are and why. So as we talk tonight, our main thesis tonight is going to be Christ is light. And because Christ is light, you are light if you belong to him. Hebrews 1:1-3 is one of the most beautiful passages in the entire Bible. Okay, John, why don't you go ahead and read that?
Okay. In many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of the truth, and in different ways God spoke of old to our forefathers in and by the prophets. But in these last days, these days he has spoken to us in the person of his Son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things, also by and through whom he created the worlds and the reaches of space and the ages of time. He made, produced, built, operated, and arranged them in order. He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outrain or radiance of the divine, and he
John,
is the perfect...
John,
yeah.
Could you reread that portion that you just read, that last sentence?
He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outrain or radiance of the divine.
So what we're talking about tonight is really found in that one sentence. Think about how many times you may have read that passage and just read over, oh, those are pretty words, and you go on into the book. And yet God is giving you an eternal truth that very little can match by sharing with us who Jesus really is, what he is. He's the radiance of the divine. He is the light being of the divine. Jesus Christ is light. Now may I just quickly take another step. We'll come back over where we are right now, but I just want to say, not only is Jesus light, but the angelic host are light. Heaven is light. I have been to heaven so many times, and every single time I go to heaven, I can hear this ethereal song that is so sweet, so beautiful, so high-pitched, that I always thought that it was the angels singing and that they must sing in heaven, you might say 24/7. But one day, the Lord began to tickle my quest for revelation about that song, about the music that I hear every time I go to heaven. And a scientist and I were talking about heaven, and I mentioned what I just shared with you, with him, and he said to me, will you please go back to the Lord tonight and ask him one more time what produces that song? And I said, sure. So the next morning, when I was getting ready to go to the service, I said to the Lord, Lord, what produces that beautiful song in heaven that I hear every time you take me there? And the word that he gave me was
incandescent.
Yes, that's the word he gave me. And I said, incandescent? Are you telling me that the light of heaven is so pure that it produces that song? And his Holy Spirit just rained down on me. So when I saw the scientist just before I was going up to minister, he asked me if the Lord spoke to me, and I told him yes. And he said I was so shocked by his answer And he said, what did he say? And I said, he only gave me one word, incandescent. And he just about fell off his chair. He said, do you know that the scientific community just learned that light produces a song? The planets sing because they are clothed in light. We're learning that when light is pure, it produces a song. And that song is constant. It is nonstop. It's as though it travels, but it doesn't travel, at least not the way we would perceive travel. Light is energy. We hear people talk about that here on Earth all the time. But most of those people have never been in the presence of Jesus Christ, who is light and whose energy is unstoppable. There's so many things about light that when you understand that Jesus is a being of pure light, it puts him into a whole different realm. Now, is that going to be difficult for our faith? I hope not. Because he's already told us in John 8:23, he's already told us that he is not coming down to our level except to bring us up to his. So he says in the book of Hebrews, I think it's in the second chapter, he tells us that he speaks of us as being his brethren. He is the first of many brethren. And so he's giving birth to replication of himself to be used in the days ahead in ways that few today can comprehend. John said that Jesus committed so many righteous acts, so many miracles in his lifetime, that the world could not contain all the books if they were written. So our God, who is light, swallowed up his manhood and presented himself to us as our Savior. Not only our Savior, but thank God, our King and our Lord. What did he say when they took him before, you know, the reigning monarchs of his day? He said, my kingdom is not of this world. Yet we are in the world. So if his kingdom is not of this world, though we think we are in the world, there is something that is linking us to our King who is in heaven. And even though we are living in a dimension on the earth, we have also already been linked to a dimension that is in heaven. And I'm going to go over some scriptures with you about that. Now, this transference of our immortal souls into a place where he is king, where he is Lord, he is ruler, he is the creator, he is the sustainer, he is the author and the finisher of our faith, the author and the finisher of our destiny. If he came to bring us into this place where he has such complete rule, does he want us to go to school and learn what can be done if we're following him? I think he does. And that's what I think he's been saying to me for the last few weeks of these revelations. What he's given me is not all that he's going to give. He's already told me that. But he's given me like a basic foundation to help us know that we are not in danger believing these things. We are actually preparing ourselves to fulfill his plans and purposes in the earth. Isn't that exciting? I just think that's so exciting. I can hardly
Amen. Say. Amen.
And, you know, not only is this true, but he's willing to make himself responsible for preparing us for this incredible endeavor that he's calling us to. We may not have thought in this way ever in our Christian walk. That doesn't mean we're behind time. He builds line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. This is his way. So now you're receiving revelation, insight, understanding of a higher reality that he wants you to come into. Let me give you an example before we move on to further scriptures. I have a friend that was being visited by two men from heaven. And he told me that these two men came to him and told him that he could put his hand and his arm through a wall and not be hurt and not hurt the wall. If he would believe and if he would let them teach him the principles by which to do this. This isn't witchcraft, friends. This is a man who walked so closely with the Lord that he was ready to be taught this kind of thing. Why is it important? Because if you can put your hand through a wall, you can walk through a wall to be free when someone's trying to kill you. This is the kind of miraculous intervention that the Lord is going to do many times over in the earth. So after a few weeks, they had taught him how to put his hand through a wall. And when his hand went into the wall, through the wall, it didn't hurt his hand, and it didn't hurt the wall. And they told him, now you're prepared to learn how to put the whole of you through a wall. And God will be able to take you many places to do his will as long as you stay humble. And that kind of thing has happened. So there are many things. I've got some of these things listed in some of my books, things that God has shown me that he wants to do to cause the world to stand in awe of his church and therefore the head of his church, who is his son, Jesus Christ. But we have to be willing to have our mind expanded. We have to be willing to have our spirit expanded. Did Jesus say that truth was intellectual? Truth is a gift of intelligence. Do you notice that he never said anything like that? But he did let us know that the truth that he speaks, the words that he speaks, are spirit. The truth that he holds that he demonstrates, that he teaches, is spirit. I can remember, I don't think I was 6 months old in the Lord. I was sitting in church with my daughter, and the pastor came up to the pulpit. He stepped up to the pulpit, and suddenly I saw 13 of them behind him. Scared me. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, I've never heard anything like this in Christianity. I knew I was a new born-again Christian, but no one ever told me you do this kind of stuff. And the other thing was, when he preached the gospel, I saw spirit coming out of his mouth, spirit life coming out of his mouth, and across the spirit life, it said spirit and truth. And I thought, oh my gosh, what is the Lord trying to teach me? This is incredible. I was too young to know this stuff intuitively. And so, but those hints sent me back to the Bible to try to understand. And I came to realize that Jesus was from another dimension. I'm not saying that he is, he's an alien in the temporal sense. I'm saying that he rules in a kingdom which we call heaven, and that heaven is a different dimension than this earth. Heaven is filled with light. What is heaven? It is light. Is the earth filled with light? No. But there is a glory coming to the earth that will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And God has to prepare all things for that eventuality. He has to prepare his church. He has to prepare the unbeliever. He has to prepare Israel. He has to prepare the heavens, the earth, animal kingdom, the trees, you know, the plant life, birds, fish. He has to prepare everything for the highest that he gives. And the biggest part of that, what does the Bible say? When I say what I'm going to say, you're going to say, yes, it does say that. The most important thing, how did we know this? Except Paul told us that all of creation awaits what? Does anyone know? Awaits
Manifestation of the sons of God.
That's right. It's very good, honey. That's right. So what am I talking about then? When I talk to you about this drama of the light beings coming forth, it is the manifestation of God's children, not technon, which means his young children, but huios, which means his adult son. The world is awaiting this manifestation, and they have been from the beginning. So here we are, 6,000 years into this whole cycle, and we're just now being told that the the grand finale is so high we can't even comprehend it with our minds. Didn't Paul also tell us that? That the glory would be so great that we wouldn't know it or understand it if we were told. So here we are today, standing afar off from the mountain of glory. We're looking at it. We don't quite understand it, although we certainly want to understand it. But he is now starting to lift the veil on where he is going to take us. You can't get there by yourself. It's not like going to a friend's birthday party. You'll get there by the cab. You can't get there by yourself. God has to do it. But you have to be willing. You have to be yielded to his guidance, to his discipline. Even if there is a need for chastisement, you reject that and you reject the plan. You must let God have his lordship in you if he's going to take you into the throes of the lordship of every created thing. I hope that makes sense. Next, we have Ephesians 2:19. Ricky, do you want to read that? That's Ephesians 2:19. Let Ricky be first.
Therefore, you are no longer outsiders, exiles, migrants, and aliens, excluded from the rights of citizens, but you now share citizenship with the saints, God's own people, consecrated and set apart for himself, and you belong to God's own household. You were built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself, the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined, bound, wielded together, harmoniously, and it continues to rise, grow, increase into a holy temple in the Lord, a sanctuary dedicated, consecrated, and sacred to the presence of the Lord. In him, and in fellowship with one another, you yourselves also are being built up into the structure with the rest to form a fixed abode, dwelling place of God, in, by, through the Holy Spirit.
Okay, now listen to that for a second. How many of us have always known that the temple of God is made out of light? And here we learn that the temple of God, as in other places, but we learn here also that the temple of God made out of the essence that is being divinely chiseled and formed, created, held, designed by the Spirit. What is the Spirit? The Spirit of God is pure light. So he is taking the church. I mean, of all the things that we can say about the future, the most important thing that we could ever say is that he is making the temple of God out of the children of light. What an incredible statement. Because what holds God? When he confines himself to a temple, he owns that temple, but the temple houses him. So there's a mutual communion that is going on. And that's what the Spirit of God is working to create, to build, to the glory of Christ. Now, a vessel of light is going to have far more capacity than someone that is born of the kingdom of darkness, lives and dies there. Our problem is we've never thought to seek out and learn just what he can do with a son of light, and begin to seek his face as to what he wants your part in that to be, so that you can start working with him to let that happen. Okay, John, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and do 5:21 also.
Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old, the previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come. For our sake, he made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin, that in and through him we might become endued with, viewed as being in, and examples of the righteousness of God, what we ought to be, approved and acceptable in the sight in the and in right relationship with him by his goodness.
The reality is, the more we strive to be like him, the more we fight and war against our flesh and our soulish nature and side with our spirit to have the dominion of our being in Christ, the more purified we're going to become. And the more purified we become, the more highly he is going to be able to use us. Now, some people have a call to a particular place, and if they don't make it, there will be no one to take their place. Others are called, and if they don't make it, God has 2, 3, 5, 7 others that he will keep moving into that place, or trying to anyway, to do what number one was not able to do. But those who only have either none, 1, 2 others to come in behind them and to fill up the place if number one fails, those people are very, very important to God. He's got to put special protection around them, and special, he has to invest himself in a special way with those, because they're important for the church. Not because he wants to, you know, make them come across as specially privileged. It has nothing to do with that kind of temporal stuff. It's because that when he creates a man or a woman to perform certain things during certain seasons, if those things are vital, so vital, that only that person can do it, because they're the ones that are wearing the anointing, they're the ones that have been prepared through a special path of experiences, God must send an extra, you might say, empowered angelic force with them to make sure they can make it all the way in for the sake of the church. I want you to know everything I'm saying tonight. God has a church that he literally delivered his son to the cross to obtain. And he did it not just to give us a great home in heaven through eternity, but it was the world that brought shame to his name. Some people might say, yeah, it was the Jews. It was the world that brought shame to his name. And so God, in his wonderful, condescending way, is making a plan where he is going to use his church to overcome the world. And that is what we are discussing. From the morning when you get out of bed till the time you go to sleep, you are being prepared as a special and anointed vessel of the Lord. Someone who is being built into the image of his church on earth, as his temple on earth. And so that, and this is so beautiful, if you can just grab it and hold it. His goal is to develop vessels that can walk in heaven while on this earth. That's what Jesus said in the book of John. We hear him say that no one knows him except we who were with him. He didn't say were, he said are. Jesus was walking in heaven while he was walking on this earth, and no one knew it except the Father. So maybe between now and next week, you can go through the Gospels and see if you can understand a little bit more about Jesus, how he walked, how he talked, and how God used him in this highly developed state. Not that God has to be developed, that's not what I'm saying, but he was also all man. And all man had to be developed to hold the all God. And what he did through Christ, he is surely going to do again through the many. I don't know how we can have a question and answer period, but boy, if we could, I would love to do that right now. But please...
Maybe we could have people write emails in, and then you could answer the questions next week. How does that sound?
Yeah, that would be great. We're still on page one, and I've got 4 pages. So I know I've got to do a faster job next week, but I'm trying to be thorough enough.
No, I don't think so. I think you're just, it's too deep, Nita. We have to chew on it.
Okay.
I think it's just
so.
It's wonderful.
It really is going to be wonderful. It's going to be so wonderful. I'm telling you, sitting here in my room when he started releasing these revelations, they entered into me in a stream of light, and I felt for 2 days, maybe 3, like I was walking on the clouds. We are so blessed, but we don't know the half of it yet. So pray for me that God would give me an easy way to be able to get all of this information into your heart and mind. And pray that he will give you the ability to hear, to receive, and to thoroughly embrace your destiny in what he's about to do. Can we pray, John? Just a little bit.
To receive what you just imparted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Father, you are so great. You are so awesome. You are so wise. There is none like you in all of creation. When I stand before you, I am so undone and in awe that if you did not impart your vision and your words and your will in me by a specific act, I'd never be able to retain any of it. You're too great. You're too awesome. You're too magnificent. Your goodness is beyond anything your church, including me, can understand. But you keep dangling the vision before us to keep calling us to move forward, and don't give up until you have it all. And I pray that that's what these messages are going to be, that these people will not give up until they have everything that you have designed for them. Help us to see, between now and the next time we come together, Lord, open our spiritual vision, open our eyes, open our hearts, open our spirit to receive the truths that are transformative, to see, hold, embrace the truth that will transform our very being. How long we've known that in the days ahead, there is a time when, as we saw Christ, the Son of Man, we are going to see a huge section of the body of Christ who have been transformed into the image of Christ. I thank you for that. I thank you that you're willing to let us be a part of it. I thank you that you will reform time. You will reclaim time. You will heal time. There isn't anything that you cannot, and very little that you will not do to help us catch up if we will just show that we're willing to run the race. So we look to you for that. We say that what we know, what we hear, what we see sounds so wonderful that we do want it. But in ourselves, we know we can't do it. So we admit our inability, and we ask you to arise and do in us what only you can, and we will yield to you so that we can be prepared for your extravaganza. That to bring glory to the Son. I pray that your spirit will fall upon each person on this phone line. And Lord, as we come back together next week, that they will prepare themselves in prayer and have everything they need at their hands to record the things that I'm going to share so that they can be spiritually ready for what you want to reveal to them yourself. We thank you, Father, and we love you immensely. In your precious name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Nita. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. When you were speaking it, you know, about the person putting their hand through the wall and that the angels were training this person, I was just reminded about, I don't remember where it was that I learned it, that we're made of atoms, and these atoms are really just space. and there are these things moving through space, and that we're not really even solid, and that things that are here are not really even solid. And as we come into union with the Lord, that must be how it takes place, how we can do that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, give us understanding, Lord. Give us the ability, Lord, to receive the things that Nita has shared with us tonight, Lord, that we would not think, Lord, that we can just receive it just by hearing it, Lord, but that we would meditate on it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would meditate on these things and go and read through the scriptures that were given tonight, Lord, that we would ponder and meditate and think upon these things, Lord, that it's not a small thing, that it's not anything that we can just say, oh, I understand that, but that we would come before you, Lord, as Nita shared, that this is not something that we can grasp or we can do or we can even receive ourselves, Lord, but we need you, Lord, to facilitate the change in us, Lord. Transform us, Lord, into your image, Lord Jesus. Give us revelational understanding, Lord, that we would be able to comprehend what is the height and the depth and the width, Lord, of your being, Lord Jesus, as you cause your scriptures to come alive to us, Lord, that we might see you as we read through the Gospels, that we would see things differently, that we would look at things differently, that we would not pass over verses that we've read before and think that we know them, but that we would look at them differently as we read, and that we would be ready to receive new revelation from you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is all in your word, Lord. This is all in your word, Lord. This is nothing outside of your word, Lord, but it is just beyond the smallness of our thinking, Lord. Even that scientists say that we only use 10% of our brain, Lord, but that you created so much more for us, Lord. Give us understanding that just like you are love, and that you don't have love, that you don't just exude light, but that you are light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us understanding of purity. Give us understanding of holiness. Give us understanding, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, in the smallness of our mind, in the smallness of our thinking, Lord. Give us discernment, Lord, into those things that are deep, Lord. Call out to our deep, Lord, that with your deep, that your deep would call out to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Impart, Lord. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that you build upon it, Lord, even as living stones being built. Lord, thank you that you build us into your temple, Lord. We are willing, Lord, to be built into your temple in the earth. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Go ahead, please.
Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for where you're taking us. We thank you for this message, Father. We thank you that you're working all things out for your glory. Father, we thank you that you're bringing us a truth that is going deep. Father, we thank you that you're bringing revelation. Grant us this spirit of stimulation, Father, that we may enter in to the truth that you are giving us, to the revelations, that we may come into our rightful place. Father, I thank you, as Nita has been teaching, Lord, the radiance of your divine light being. God, I thank you for the light. I thank you that you are light. I thank you that you are love. I thank you, Father, that you are bringing us to a place that we have never been before. You are restoring all things. and bringing us into our rightful place as sons and daughters of light. Father, I thank you that you're lifting the veil. I thank you that grant us the willingness and the yieldedness to do what we cannot do, God. I thank you, Father, that you're working with us through your Holy Spirit to bring us into this place. I thank you for enlarging our spirit to receive all that we need to receive. I thank you, Father. I just thank you for our purity. I thank you for bringing us to that place of purity. I thank you for opening up those fresh visions, God. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for this word. Thank you for bringing it into our very being. It's just resonating in me. I just thank you. It's just going deeper and deeper. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I just can't stop thanking you. What a wonderful God you are. What an awesome God you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I give you thanks. And Lord, as we turn our eyes to this nation, I thank you for what you're producing in us that will cause us to be effective in prayer in ways we've never been before, able to go to places we've never been before in your spirit. God, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, that you're doing a work in all nations and all people. You're bringing us to yourself. You're causing us to turn. You're causing us to look up. Father, I thank you. I thank you for what you've done in our president and you continue to do. I thank you that you are uniting him with other world leaders that are fighting against globalism and the new world order. Father, I pray for the nations and their restoration of freedom, sovereignty, and strengthening of their borders. God, I thank you. I thank you for giving our president wisdom. I thank you, Father, that the seven spirits of the living God would be poured out upon him. I thank you, Father, for his obedience to your word, his obedience to surrender all to you, to listen, to obey. Father, and as he walks with you. Father, I thank you that you're giving him great wisdom where it is concerning our southern border. Father, I thank you today that there was victory in that bill being passed by Congress, that they yielded, they surrendered, Father. They let this bill pass. And Father, I thank you for what you're doing where it concerns Mexico, Lord, that they're going down with troops to the Guatemala border, that they're submitting to what President Trump has presented to them, that this is alleviating part of the solution, that it is helping to alleviate part of the crisis that we have at the border. And God, I thank you that you're working mightily in our government, Father. I thank you that these loopholes that have been created by Congress would be removed. I thank you that there would be an early completion to this wall. I thank you, Father, that you would cancel the lie of the enemy that the promises that they have made to these people to come. Father, give them to see the lies for what they are. Cause them to turn and go the other way. Father, I thank you that Mexico would continue to follow through with their agreement. Father, I thank you for an awakening in Canada. We call Canada to arise to righteousness, to arise to the truth. Father, I thank you that you would begin to pull the veil off the eyes of the people, that they would see the situation that they are in, that they would come to know and realize that they're at risk of losing their nation. God, I thank you for this awakening. I thank you that a righteousness would be raised up in Canada, that there would be new leadership, that they would not lose their sovereignty to socialism. Father, I also pray for protection at the northern border of our states, Lord, that there would not be an infiltration of terrorists. Father, I just give you praise. And Lord, I thank you for the integrity and justice and truth in all our government elections and operations and investigations. Father, I know that groups like there are many groups, Father, that are working to protect our elections. They're filing lawsuits to create an inability for them to do things that are illegal and against our Constitution. Father, I just thank you for this. And I pray that the Americans would wake up to the truth, Lord, about this propaganda that goes out through the media, that there would be an accountability, Father. We thank you that justice is being served for all those who have been involved in treason and fraud. I thank you, Father, that the military tribunals will come forth, God, and these people will go to jail, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing justice. I thank you that you would bring restoration to Michael Flynn and Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen. Father, I thank you for the new representation that he has, that Michael Flynn has. I thank you that you're bringing justice in these areas and wherever it is needed, God. I thank you. I thank you for our new Attorney General, A.G. Bill Barr, and I thank you, Father, that you're protecting him as well, that you would surround him with a wall of protection and intercession, Lord God, as he is doing wonderful things to continue to drain the swamp, Lord. I thank you, Father, that he's tearing down false narratives and he's bringing forth truth the way it really happened, Father. I just thank you, Father, that all those involved in treason, all those involved in fraud, all those that have been trying to destroy this nation, Father, will receive the justice that is due. And, Father, I thank you that you're doing a turnaround, Father, where it's concerning the FBI, the DOJ, the DNC, the Clintons, and the Obamas, God, that things are beginning to turn around, that you are going to command a victory, Father, that you're tearing down structures, governmental structures, media structures, educational structures that have been there for a long time. And I thank you that they're coming down. I thank you that they're being dismantled. I thank you for nationwide exposure of the deep state weapons. Father, we lift up any false flags that may be being organized or terrorists that have come in through the southern border and plans that they have to bring destruction. God, I thank you that these plans would be exposed, that cell groups would be exposed, that camps would be exposed, that arrests would be made. I thank you, Father, that you would stop them, not only in our nation, but in places abroad. And, Father, I lift up these big tech giants that are doing everything possible to silence the conservative voice and those that are standing for truth and righteousness. Lord God, I thank you that you would intervene to stop the manipulation. You would intervene, Father, to dismantle what they are trying to do, that they would not succeed Father, I know that on many levels they have already succeeded in silencing many, but God, I thank you that this would stop. I thank you that you would bring an end to it. I thank you, Father God, that these tech giants that almost think they're God, Lord, that when you intervene and you command victory, Father, we will see things that we will see them fall. And we will see them fall hard. And God, I thank you that you would create a way for the conservative voice to come forth, that they would not be able to manipulate our elections. They would not be able to interfere when these elections come forth, Father, for the 2020 elections. And I thank you, Father, that we will have a pure election, one without manipulation. And God, I thank you that the American people would begin to raise their voice in opposition to many of the states that are trying to change laws to change our elections. But God, I thank you that they will fail. And I just give you all the praise tonight for everything that you have done, all the victories you have given us, and all that we are yet to see. I give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Enlarge our hearts, Lord. Enlarge our minds. Oh, Lord Jesus, enlarge our spirits, Lord. Let us see what has been shared tonight. Let us see with the eyes of the Spirit, Lord. Let us not look upon the things that we have seen, that we have heard, Lord. Let us not look upon those and think about it, Lord, according to our human understanding, Lord, but cause our spirits to be activated, Lord, that we would have spiritual understanding, Lord, of that which has been shared by the Spirit. Thank you, Father. 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 We don't want just milk, Lord. We don't want to just stay living, Lord, in this earth as worldly beings, Lord. But we want to be aligned with you, Lord. We want to be in union with you, Lord. We want to transcend, Lord. We want to go beyond, Lord, what has been known to the church, Lord, because your word says that we are seated with you, Lord Jesus, in heavenly places. Lord, you said, your word says, if then you have been raised up with Christ the Son, keep seeking the things above where Christ is. Oh, because you are seated at the right hand of God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we have been seated with you, Lord. Lord, let it not just be a scripture that is beyond our understanding, but Lord, give us comprehension, Lord, of what that means, Lord. Help us to see ourselves as we are seated in heavenly places with you. Your word says that. Your word says, Lord, that even as Nita shared, Lord, that as we become wheel sons, that we are no longer as slaves, but until we have come out of that qualification as technon or children, that we are under tutors as slaves, and we are not coming into the fullness of our inheritance. Lord, take us out of that place of worldliness, that temporary place, Lord, of immaturity, O God. O Lord, that we would not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but that we would be we would know the word, that we would know the truth. Lord, thank you that as we know the truth, that the truth will make us free. Thank you that as we know the truth, as we read your word and as we learn experientially of you, even through the Gospels, as Nita shared, that we can know the character of Christ, that we can know the heart of Christ, that we can have greater understanding of the things that were shared tonight, that we would not question, is this right or is that right? But we will know by the Spirit if we attend to your words. Your word says that you are light. Your word says in John that the light came into the world, but the world knew him not. Oh, Lord, and the light was the light of men. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are our light, Lord. Your word says in Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Oh, Lord, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the people of the earth, but his light will arise upon us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. His glory will be seen upon us. Thank you, Lord, that kings will come to the brightness of your rising. O Lord Jesus, in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the earth is going to be covered with the glory of the Lord, like the waters cover the sea, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the preparation time. Thank you, Lord, that you cause us to be made ready, Lord. Thank you, Lord, if we have any question, that we can go to your word and we can learn from your word what your word says, that we would not be overwhelmed with things that seem like they're too great, O Lord, but that we would not limit ourselves according to our own human understanding, Lord, but that we would inquire of you. And that we would look in your word and see, oh Lord, just like the Bereans, they looked into the word to see if the things were true. Lord, thank you that your word stands behind everything that was shared tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Cause us not to shrink back, oh Lord, because your word says that you have no pleasure in those that would shrink back. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Your word says that without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. We can't please you by being good. We can't please you by doing good things. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. That we must believe that you are, and we must believe that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Lord, we're not seeking just to do good things in the earth or just do natural things, Lord, but we want to seek you. We want to be emboldened of you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you encourage us. Thank you that you show us, Lord, that this is what you have for us. Thank you, Lord. 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 Give us awareness, Lord, of situations and divine opportunities that we come into contact with, that we would be ready when we come into contact, just like O'Day in so many situations. He just brings up conversation with people in the restaurant, people in the grocery store, people in the retail store, people in the cab, people in the hotel. And they get saved 5 or 10 minutes. He's ready for that opportunity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Change us, Lord. Make us new, Lord. Cause us to be, come, Lord, that manifestation of your sons that the world is waiting for. It says they're groaning. They're groaning. They're groaning. They're not at ease. They're groaning because they're waiting with a longing, with an expectation, with a tiredness, a dissatisfaction of this world and what this world has to offer. Thank you that we can offer you, Lord, as we become more in touch with you, and that your light would dwell in us, Lord, that your life would dwell in us, Lord, that your love would dwell in us, Lord, that your truth would dwell in us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Truth is not what we know. Truth is what your word says. And when your word disagrees with what we know, we have to change what we know to line up with your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because your ways are above our ways and your thoughts are above our thoughts. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we need a transformation. Lord, we don't just need a learning, but we need a transformation, Lord. Lord, we don't even have the capacity. Our brains don't even have the capacity, no, Lord. We need a transformation, a transfiguration. Even as when Jesus went upon the mount with the James and John and the three disciples, Lord, I think it was Peter, James, and John, and there was a transfiguration of you, Lord Jesus, and Moses, and Elijah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We want to see you, Lord, and be changed. Your word says that when we see you, that we shall be changed, that we shall become like you. Lord, we want to become like you. We want to see you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we want to be changed. We want to be transformed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you would increase, that we would decrease. Oh, Lord. Change us, Lord. Make us that into that new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. All things become new. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Newness of life. Newness of understanding. Newness of vision. The ability to see with your eyes and not to see with the eyes of man. Lord Jesus, thank you that you give us revelation of who you are, Lord. That you were the Son of God, but you were a man, and you came into perfection. You learned obedience through the things that you experienced obedience in the things that you suffered. You were tried. You were tested. You overcame. Thank you. You persevered, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You were obedient even unto death. Lord, that we would be obedient even unto death, Lord. That we would not treat things lightly, that we would not treat even small things lightly, but we would have understanding of what Nita shared about holiness and about that we would be holy, Lord, as you are holy, even as your words challenges us, Lord, because as we are holy, then we are closer to you and that we are separated from you if we are unholy. If we are walking in sin, we cannot be aligned. We cannot be in your presence because you cannot bear to be in the presence of sin. Even when Jesus took upon the sin of the world, Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because you had to turn away from him when he had the sin upon him. He separated himself. That's the real thing that was the hardest thing for him was to be separated from you because of all the sin that he bore in our place. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord, that we would place a priority, Lord, upon holiness, that we would place priority upon godliness, that we would place priority upon obedience. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Work it in us, Lord. We don't even have the ability, Lord. But, Lord, we are willing for you to do it in us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give us awareness. Lord, if there's things that we have done on a repeated basis, Lord, that needs to change, Lord, remind us before we make the mistake, Lord. Even in driving, Lord, even in thought life, Lord, even in judgments that we make so quickly, so easily in our minds without saying anything, Lord, cause our thoughts to be approved by you, that we would think upon things that are good and pure and perfect and lovely and of good report. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to follow after you in these things, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, and we pray concerning these tech companies, concerning Google, Lord, and the algorithms that they're using to negate conservative viewpoints, pro-life viewpoints, viewpoints that are pro our president. Lord, that they've even taken a stand against President Trump so that he would not get elected in 2020. We say no to you. We say no to you. We say you'll not succeed. You'll not accomplish what you have purposed to do. In Jesus' name, you'll be broken up. In the name of Jesus, you'll be broken up so that you're not so powerful. You will come under the authority of this, the governmental laws of this land, that you will not be a monopoly. You'll be broken up in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You will put all newsworthy things on by those that are conservative as well as all of the others. You are not a censor. You are a platform. You do not have the right lawfully to edit and to change and to remove things that you are not in agreement with. Thank you, Lord, that you caused this to come to a lawful conclusion, Lord Jesus, that all information that is allowed on this site, Lord, and all on YouTube and on Twitter and on these media sites, Lord, that there would be an ability, Lord, to communicate, that there would not be censorship of those things that are conservative and of a godly report, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, and we lift up Bill Barr. We lift up John Durham. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you would empower them to do all that you desire them to do, Lord, that they would fulfill your purposes, Lord, in their investigations, Lord, investigating the foreign intelligence services in Australia and Italy and England, Lord. Thank you that you cause there to be cooperation, Lord, with the other countries. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you bring the UK into a place where their new prime minister, Lord, will be favorable of the Brexit, Lord. There are two that are running, Lord, Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt, Lord. And Boris Johnson is in favor of the Brexit, Lord. Let him be the next prime minister of Great Britain. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you separate them from that worldly governing authority, Lord, that is appointed, that is not elected by the people. Thank you that you separate them from that one world order system, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you reveal and expose all of the corruption in Washington, D.C., Lord. Thank you that you expose all the corruption in this fake Russia hoax, Lord, that it would be ended, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Expose and bring them into the light, Lord, the Democrat Party, Lord. Jerry Nadler, Lord, and Adam Schiff, Lord, their maneuverings, their manipulations, Lord. Let this Mueller report and the fallacy that it has anything in it that is negative concerning our president, let it be brought down and removed and brought to nothing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remove that influence, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bring it to light, Lord, all of the illegal actions that have taken place, Lord, surrounding this hoax, Lord, all the illegal spying, Lord, even on Ted Cruz and on others, Lord, that had nothing to do with Russia or the Trump campaign or anything of that nature, Lord, that this is something that Obama executed way before Even the Russia investigation started, and the Russia investigation was just a cover up in order to cloud the issue, to hide what has been going on. Thank you that you bring it all into the open, cause it to be shouted from the rooftops. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord, we repent, Lord. We repent, Lord, and for the church, Lord. We repent for the church embracing false religions in the name of love, religions that are antichrist in their foundation. Oh, Lord Jesus, forgive, Lord, forgive, Lord, forgive, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for embracing Catholicism and the doctrines of the Catholic Church that pray to saints and pray to Mary, and where Jesus is the only mediator between God and man, that exalt the Pope as God in the earth. Forgive us, Lord, for including that, Lord. That is not a doctrine that causes Christ to be elevated to the place that he should be. Oh, Lord, and they have in even the doctrine that says that the words of the Pope are above your word, Lord God in heaven. Thank you, Lord. We divorce ourselves from anything having to do with the Catholic Church. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just pray that you would save those in the Catholic Church, Lord, those innocent. Save them, Lord. Cause them to be made aware, Lord God, of the false doctrines that are at the headship of that organization, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remove and save those, Lord, that they would follow the truth, Lord, and that they would be taught the truth, Lord Jesus, that they would not worship Mary, Lord, according to the Scripture, Lord. There is no place in Scripture that supports that. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You shall worship, even Jesus said to Satan when he was tempted in the wilderness, that you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for truth. Lord, thank you for exposing the false doctrine of Islam that would try to say that Allah is the same as God. But Allah has no son, it says in the Quran. Allah does not have a son. He does not share his kingdom with anyone. Thank you, Lord, that you expose the lie that would say that Islam is a peaceful religion when there are many ex-Muslims that are traveling all over and speaking the truth concerning this. This is a lie. Lord God in heaven, thank you, Father. Lord, cause the truth to be revealed. Cause the threats to be revealed. Cause the terrorist camps to be revealed and exposed and imploded, that they would no longer be a threat in this nation, Lord. Come and intervene, Lord Jesus. Come and intervene, Lord. Come and save, Lord. Save those, Lord, out of the Muslim religion, Lord. Save those that can be saved, Father God. Cause them to come to a knowledge of the truth, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come and intervene, Lord, in your church, Lord. Remove that false Chrislam doctrine, Lord, that has been expounded by Rick Warren, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you bring everything into the light, Lord, that there would not be any deception, that there would be no souls lost, Lord, to that false doctrine in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bring your light. Let your light shine. Thank you, Lord, in these days that your light is getting brighter. The darkness is getting darker, but your light is getting lighter. Thank you, Lord. Cause us to arise and shine with your light, Lord Jesus, with your holiness, Lord, with your truth, Lord, with your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, with your love. Oh, Lord, true love speaks the truth in love and rescues the one from deception. Thank you, Lord. It doesn't just condone what they're doing and pat them on the back, but true love tells them the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you cause your church to stop operating as a bless me club. Oh, Lord, that would just come and everybody get blessed and sing songs and pat each other on the back. But Lord, that your church would become a house of prayer that would be seeking after their first love, that would desire to know you in a greater way and not settle for what has been in the past. Oh, Lord, remove the complacency, remove the sin, remove, Lord, those things of worldliness in your church. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name against any false flag events in this nation or abroad, Lord. Let them be exposed and stopped, all strategies, all plans of the enemy, Lord, against to try to distract from the things that are taking place in the government in the United States that need to be exposed, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you cause them to be brought into the light, Lord, in your timing, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Reveal, Lord, the truth concerning all things, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the building of the wall. Thank you, Lord, for the for Mexico's cooperation, Lord, in stopping the caravans. Let it continue. Let it be carried out, Lord. Thank you for the approval of the USMCA agreement, Lord, between Canada and Mexico. Thank you for favor with President Trump and President Xi, Lord Jesus, at the summit, the G20 summit coming up, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for favor in their trade negotiations, Lord, that we would be brought into an agreement. Thank you, Lord, with China. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that the tariffs are working. They're working in China. They're working in Mexico. They're working in Iran. Thank you, Lord, for a new nuclear treaty with Iran that would be a treaty that would be that they would be accountable to, Lord Jesus, that would have checks and balances and accountability and the ability to monitor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the powers of darkness and war are bound and that you are bringing peace in the earth, Lord, that there be no civil wars. Thank you for President Trump, Lord, pulling out of Afghanistan, pulling out of Syria. Thank you, Lord, pulling out of Iraq. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that he has not become embroiled with Iran in these false flag events, Lord, that by the deep state. Thank you, Lord, that he has not been pulled into any kind of war situation in Venezuela. Thank you, Lord, that you bring deliverance for the people of Venezuela, Lord. Thank you that you bring provision, Lord. Thank you that you cause that country to become a right, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray and agree, Lord Jesus, for miracle work in Nigeria, Lord. We thank you, Father, for causing the genocide to be stopped in Nigeria. Thank you, Lord, that you bring truth, Lord, to the surface, righteousness. Thank you for righteous intercessors, Lord Jesus, that would accomplish your purpose, Lord, on their knees, that they would cry out to you, Lord, that you would hear their prayers. Thank you for the prayers, Lord, of support from Nigerians all over the world, Lord, in different countries. Thank you for the prayers, Lord, of the intercessors for Nigeria. Thank you, Father. Bring change, Lord. Bring change, Lord. Bring righteousness in the government. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for protecting our president, Lord. Thank you for keeping him safe. Thank you for watching over him, Lord. Thank you for guarding his heart and his life. Thank you for leading and guiding him in all truth, Lord Jesus. Let the spirit of your anointing be upon him to carry out the work that you've called him to do, Lord. Thank you that you empower him to do all that he needs to do, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We give you thanksgiving, Lord. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Okay. Let's. Amen. Amen. Are we ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Ready.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we exercise our spiritual authority in the land.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. Amen. We declare in the name of Jesus that the wall is being built and finished ahead of schedule on the southern U.S. border. Amen. We declare in the name of Jesus that the U.S. continue to develop a strong vetting process for immigration. We declare that the U.S. continue to work with President Putin to wipe out terrorism. Amen. We declare in the name of Jesus a safe zone be built in Syria for the refugees. Amen. We declare in the name of Jesus continued repeal of Obama's executive actions on immigration.
We declare in the name of Jesus.
Amen. We declare in the name of Jesus that the term radical Islamic terrorism be used even in the media. Amen. We declare in the name of Jesus, our God is making America great again. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, let's declare over California and New York. And we repent over the state of California and New York and declare turning away from lawlessness. California and New York turn towards righteousness and uphold the law of the land. Cooperate with immigration authorities and protect the citizens. Give no illegal rights to illegal aliens. Turn from wickedness, California and New York, and seek the truth in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's declare concerning justice, truth, and righteousness. In the Jesus name, we declare that justice, truth, and righteousness prevail in the outcome of every election and investigation. Those guilty of voter fraud and organizing it be held accountable. We declare truth and justice in all investigations in Congress, the DOJ, the CIA, and the FBI. Amen. We declare truth and justice in the investigations of the Clintons, the DNC, and the former Obama administration.
We declare
and justice and investigation of the Clinton former Obama administration
and the DNC.
We declare the investigation of President Trump be shut down. We declare it's finished.
We declare it's finished.
The Mueller report is over and done. Be shut down in Jesus' name.
The Mueller report is over and done.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's declare concerning the church. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say to the church, receive the reformation of God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we say to the church, receive the reformation of God.
We speak to the church, come alive to Jesus.
We speak to the church, come alive to Jesus.
Come out of foolishness. Come into the truth and flee compromise.
Come out of foolishness. Come into the truth and flee compromise.
Come out of man's works. Consecrate yourselves and be holy.
Come out of man's works. Come and be consecrated and be holy.
Stop your judging, church, and bow the knee in prayer. Come out of Babylon, come out of rebellion, come out of Mammon, come out of her and be separate.
Come out of Babylon, come out of Mammon, come out of rebellion, come out of her and be separate.
Amen. We say to the church, wake up to the fear of the Lord in Jesus' name. And return to your first love.
We say to the church, wake up in Jesus' name, come back to your first love.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's declare concerning prohibition of racism. We prohibit racism from taking our cities in Washington State. Put your own state in there.
We
cancel, defund, and silence the voice of division and strife.
We neutralize
and cancel the efforts of George Soros, and we take back our cities.
We take back our cities.
We take them back for the Lord, for truth, and for righteousness.
We take them back for the Lord, for truth, and for righteousness.
Reconciliation prevail in the U.S. in the name of Jesus Christ.
Reconciliation prevail in the U.S. in the name of Jesus Christ.
We speak peace to our cities and declare the love of God reigns. We command the tearing down of any organization of white supremacy in the name of Jesus.
We command the tearing down of any organization of white supremacy in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Okay, let's declare concerning human trafficking. Every human trafficking organization in this country be shut down, be exposed, be toppled, and crumble.
Every human trafficking organization be shut down, be toppled, and crumble.
We declare the revealing of hidden things everywhere.
We declare everywhere.
We declare an implosion of the network structures worldwide.
We declare an
Worldwide.
Human trafficking be stopped and apprehended at the border. Come down and be eradicated in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And abortion be overturned and the lives of the unborn be held sacred. Amen. Okay, let's declare concerning the fake news. In Jesus' name, we declare the fake news media lions, your mouths be shut. Speak no more lies. Do not corrupt the minds of the people with falsehoods. We neutralize subliminal messaging on television by the blood of Jesus. We declare propaganda bow to the name of Jesus and be neutralized. Speak the truth or be silent in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's declare concerning deliverance for the people of Nigeria. In Jesus' name, we declare deliverance for the people in the nation of Nigeria.
In Jesus' name, we declare deliverance for the people of Nigeria.
We declare a coming down of the corrupt leadership in that country. Genocide be stopped in the name of Jesus.
Genocide be stopped in the name of Jesus.
Righteousness be raised up and God's people take your place in prayer. God's people, take your place in the government. Nigeria, know the truth and be made free in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Truth, justice, and righteousness prevail in every outcome.
Justice, and righteousness prevail in every outcome.
Amen. Okay, let's declare concerning the deliverance for the people in the UK. This is the last declaration. In Jesus' name, we declare deliverance for the people in the UK.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare deliverance for the people of the UK.
We declare breaking free of the bondage of the European Union. We declare a righteous and just outcome in the July 23rd election for Prime Minister. We declare freedom for the people and sovereignty for the nations.
We declare freedom and sovereignty for the people and the nations.
We say no to the New World Order.
We say no to the New World Order.
And we say yes to the Brexit.
We say yes
to the breakfast.
No to oppression and no to Sharia law in the name of Jesus Christ.
No.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you that you cause us to overcome.
Thank
you, Lord, that you stand behind
your
word.
Thank you, O God.
Declarations that are in agreement with your word.
Yes,
that have been
prayed
according to your will. Praise
you,
Lord. Thank you that you're doing it, Lord. Thank you that you're bringing your increase to the earth, Lord, your government. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Glorify you.
Praise you, Father God. We praise and bless and worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for your promises that are yes and amen. Thank you for everything that you're doing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
you.
Amen. Thank you all for your prayers. Thank you for your declarations. Thank you for joining together with us, and we will win together with the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just a quick reminder, we do have our Hispanic prayer call tomorrow at noon. And the numbers are on the email that Ricky sends out. Okay, Carol's going to put you back on mute during the closing prayer and the Aaronic blessing, and then she'll take you off mute to say goodnight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God in heaven, Lord, I thank you for each one on the call tonight, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you cause every ear to be open to hear what was imparted, Lord, by Nita tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you cause their hearts. Thank you that you cause their spirits to be open to receive the words of truth. Lord, let it burn within them, Lord. Lord Jesus, let it cause a longing for you, Lord. Let it cause, Lord, even a watering, Lord, of those things that have longed for you for years, Lord, that have been nurtured, Lord Jesus. Let it be something that would cause them to be brought to a place, Lord, where they are looking to you experientially to see what you have to reveal revelationally through your word, through prayer, through meditation upon your word, through meditation upon the words that were spoken tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Speak to them in their quiet time. Speak to them in their place of prayer, in the closet, Lord. Speak to them in that secret place, Lord Jesus, and draw them to yourself, Father. Draw them to your Son, Jesus. Draw them into that place that would be transformational, that would be revelational. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bring them into that place with you, Lord, that they would have understanding by the Spirit, Lord, of the things that have been said tonight. Cause them to dwell in the Word and to pour through the Gospels, as Nita challenged us to do, Lord, to see Christ, to see revelation in the Word that we've read over many times. Thank you, Lord. Speak to your people. Speak to your intercessors, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bring them into a newness of life. Oh, Lord, thank you that your words are spirit and they are life. Life to those who find them and health to all their being. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let your word come alive in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, Carol, would you sound the roar of the Lion of Judah over our prayer tonight, please? Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lion of Judah is fighting for us. Amen. Please remember to keep Nita lifted up in your personal daily prayer time for complete healing and freedom of pain. As I was a little earlier tonight, I got a text just as a reminder. Next week is July the 4th, so we won't be meeting next week, but the week after, I'm sure you won't want to miss that. I know that I don't want to miss it, and I'll be looking forward to it. Nita shared a little bit with me earlier this week, and I said, yes, 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 we need that. And there was so much more tonight, more than what she shared earlier. It was such a blessing, such an awesome, awesome thing. Please, I hope you took notes, and please just spend time meditating on the things that were shared tonight. It's just a treasure. Amen. Amen. Okay, Carol is going to sound the victory shofar. Oh, I'm sorry, and remember to keep O'Day lifted up as well. He is planning to go to Nigeria, next week. I think it's on around the 5th, so keep him in prayer. Amen. Okay, would you please extend your right hand to receive a blessing? Yevarechecha Adonai ve'yishmerecha Yoher Adonai ponavalecha ve'chunecha Yiso Adonai, panav lecha, ve'asem leicha, shalom, shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his shalom. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of Jesus our Messiah, we bless you. B'Shem Yeshua. Amen. Thank you everyone for praying with us tonight. We love you all. Bless you. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you. Thank you. Love you all.
Bye. Bless you.
Thank you, John and Carol and Nita. Thank you so much.
Bless you.
Bless y'all.